God's 7,000-Year Kingdom Seminar. You will see the Bible come alive as you see the centuries unfold before your eyes. Dr. Dorothy C. Youngblood, co-founder of Conservative Theological University, will present a 7,000-year world history and Bible timeline, revealing God's world history, past, present, and future. Recommended for pastors, Christian school teachers, Bible students, and homeschoolers. It all happens Saturday, August 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. A light lunch will be provided. Registration is $99 and includes syllabus, lecture, and the light lunch. You will never view the Bible in the same way after you attend this powerful, informative seminar presentation. It's God's 7,000-Year Kingdom Seminar with Dr. Dorothy C. Youngblood. Saturday, August 27th. Register now. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for joining us today. We're talking about the question, what is millennialism? But before we get back on point with our subject and our discussion of that, let me just do a little footnote on our invitation for you to join us tomorrow. That's the 27th, tomorrow, for the wonderful seminar that's taught by my bride. It is the God's 7,000-year kingdom, the Basileion, the rule and reign of God, and she takes it from Genesis through Revelation with an overview of the entire Bible with a chronological look based on eons of time, past, present, and future, and it's basing it on the 7,000-year time frame of God's universe. There will be many, many opportunities for you to have for questions and comments and dialogue and discussion during the course of the seminar, 9 o'clock till 3 o'clock tomorrow. That's the 27th of August, 9 o'clock. I would suggest that you get here 8:30, 8:45 at the latest to be able to, if you've not already registered, for you to fill out your form, just a very brief form, name, address, telephone number, et cetera, and take care of the cost for your seminar. Someone will greet you in the rotunda for you to register and then enter into the worship center in order to have the lecture take place. My bride will be teaching and drawing out on the whiteboard and on the overhead projector, pointing out line by line the things that are going to take place, past, present, and future, in relationship to that. By the way, she's a genius at doing that work. The work of doing the 7,000-year timeline was her PhD dissertation for her doctoral work. It includes not only theological, doctrinal, biblical history, but also world history, all brought together for you to understand and get a grasp on the scripture. It is ideal for every pastor, for every associate pastor, Sunday school teacher, deacons, for Christian educators, for Christian homeschoolers, for homeschoolers, and for teachers in general. I highly recommend it. I've had the privilege of seeing her do the presentation a number of times, and it's a God-given wisdom, genius work that you would have the privilege of watching personally and seeing this come alive as the Bible comes alive before your eyes as you see this presented. That's 9 o'clock tomorrow. Bring your Bible. bring your Bible. There'll be an opportunity. She does the presentation for you to look at it with your own eyes, where the Bible gives exactness of dates, times, and places that this is all tied to. It's not a hypothetical timeline. It's not pulling some dates and times out of thin air as multitudes that have written on the subject. It is going by the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God with actual timeline being presented. It is the Word of God coming alive. I highly recommend it. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow as my bride presents to us God's 7,000-year kingdom. Looking forward to seeing you then. Ladies and gentlemen, we've already talked about the fact when we look at what is millennialism, we looked at the definition of millennialism. Let me remind you, by the way, that telephone is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you've got quirks in your mind and your thoughts about what is millennialism, is it legitimate, is it the Word of God? And I say that because Pastor Davis and I are talking about it because multitudes today from different denominational backgrounds want to refute millennialism, want to refute it, want to allegorize it, want to mythologically present it, or say it's just not real. So therefore, we talk about the deception of millennialism revealed.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Deception. There are three views of the millennial reign, Pastor Davis. You're, I'm sure, familiar with it. Most biblical eschatology is found in the particular view that one holds. If you hold a view that is an incorrect view of the millennial reign, everything else, theologically, doctrinally, eschatologically, is all in disarray.
Amen. Amen.
We've got to have
Amen.
The understanding of it. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk about very briefly. Pastor Davis and I will bound some thoughts about, entertain your question and comment. There are three views: the postmillennial view, the amillennial view, and the premillennial view.
Amen.
Those are three views. The postmillennial view views and interprets Revelation 20 as figurative. Now, Pastor Davis, that's the key to the misunderstanding. There are multitudes of people, and perhaps you're one of them listening today, that will look at the book of the Revelation and say it's mythological, that it is figurative, that it's not to be interpreted literally. If we start dissecting the Word of God and trying to make a human decision on what's literal and what is figurative, we've just destroyed the integrity of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God.
Amen.
Either all of the Bible is to be interpreted literally, or all of the Bible is to be interpreted figuratively. We cannot have the juxtaposition of picking and choosing what we want to add to or take away.
Amen.
So the postmillennial view interprets Revelation 20, and Revelation 20 is dealing with the millennial reign. Pastor Davis read that just a few minutes ago before our break for the news. This view considers, listen to this, Pastor Davis, this view considers the binding of Satan that takes place in Revelation 20. They view the binding of Satan, that takes place through the preaching of the gospel, that as we preach the gospel, we're binding Satan. And therefore, that teaches that the eventuality that somehow, some way, Christianity will dominate the world, ushering in what they call a golden age, and thus Jesus Christ, though absent physically, will nevertheless be reigning through his people on the earth. Now, if that sounds quirky, it is. If that sounds quirky, it's because it is. But that's the postmillennial view. And I could go into greater details of the origins of that, the background of that, the denomination that holds to that view, but that will be pointless at this juncture. We want you to get a grasp on what is millennialism, what is the millennial reign, who will rule and reign, and how do we know that to be factual?
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. The second view, Pastor Davis, is the millennial view. Dr. R.G. Lee, the famous golden tongue orator of yesteryear, Dr. R.G. Lee said when he'd go to the doctor and the doctor would open your mouth and say, ah, he said he didn't want to say ah. Ah, millennialism simply means no millennial reign. This view simply denies, hear me, this view, ah, millennialism, denies that there will be a 1,000-year literal reign of the Lord Jesus Christ on his, from his throne in Jerusalem. This view holds that the kingdom of God exits right now. The kingdom of God is something that is simply in place today. This view holds that the kingdom of God exists right now and that Jesus Christ reigns as King of Kings and he's doing so in the heart of the church. Hear me. the amillennialist view denies the literal 1,000-year reign. They say that, that is in the heart of man, it's taking place now, and that in Revelation 20, where the scripture says that Satan is bound, now it means that he cannot prevent the advancement of the gospel, is what the amillennialists say. It means that Satan can't ban or in some way prevent the gospel being proclaimed. That is, the 1,000-year cannot be literal because it has now been over. They claim, the amillennialists claim, that because it's now been over 2,000 years for the church age, that it's an impossibility to say that 1,000-year reign of Christ would be literal. They deny the literal, visible rule and reign of Christ on the earth, the new heaven and the new earth of Revelation 21. That is a denial of the real event called the millennial reign. In other words, with postmillennialism, they view the scripture as being figurative. In amillennialism, they deny the literal reign of Christ. And thirdly, Pastor Davis, is where we want to go, dig a well and talk about this for the balance of our broadcast today. That is the premillennial view.
Amen.
Of the millennial reign. Premillennial. This view is the only correct biblical view. Hear me. Now, if you could want to disagree and challenge it, call. Love to hear from you. On what basis do you deny it? On what basis do you challenge it? Give me the scripture that causes you to believe that this is not the correct view. Premillennial view is the only view that the Bible gives us reference to. This view teaches that Jesus Christ will return to the earth, Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 through 16. And if we see the book of the Revelation in a chronological fashion, and it is, there's a scene on heaven, a scene on earth, a scene on heaven, a scene on earth, as I would call it, zigzagging between heaven and earth throughout, but it's chronological. It's
Amen.
Not fast forward and then zipping back, fast forward and then zipping back, as some even well-meaning theologians claim today. That's not the fact based on some of the well-meaning, perhaps otherwise incorrect, denominational dogma. We're talking about the chronological view of the scripture, and if that is so, and it is, we see in Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 16, Jesus Christ is going to return. When Christ returns, Pastor, he's going to slay the enemies of God, the enemies of the church, the enemies of the cross, the enemies of Christ with the sword of his mouth, according to the scripture in Revelation chapter 19, verse 17 through 21. And at that point, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ will set up his throne and will rule and reign for 1,000 years from his throne, literal throne, out of Jerusalem.
Amen.
The duration of 1,000 years begins, ladies and gentlemen, in the second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there's some that say, well, you know, the rapture can't be real because if the rapture is real, then you got two returns. No, 10,000 times no. In the rapture of the church, Jesus appears in the clouds and calls us up.
Amen.
In the return, Jesus Christ comes down.
Amen.
In the rapture, Jesus calls us up. And in the return, Jesus Christ returns physically, bodily, to this old world.
Amen.
And when he returns physically and bodily to this old world, he will rule and reign for 1,000 years. And therefore, the second coming of Jesus Christ is what we see when he sets up his kingdom, his throne, for 1,000 years. That is premillennialism.
Amen. Now, I am so glad you said that, Dr. Youngblood, because I listened to a young man not long ago, I and my sisters, a while back, that was attempting to exegete the scripture. And can I say he just hacked it all up?
Hacked it up.
I don't know what he used, if it was a hatchet, a butcher knife, or whatever it was.
Well, if you don't see the scripture literally, you simply make scripture out of scripture.
Amen. Amen. and that's exactly what happened. Because more or less what he did accomplish in what he was doing was put a false fear.
That's right.
In the people that were listening to him, because he started saying, oh, what are we going to do when the tribulation comes and the Antichrist, you have to take that mark and you can't buy, sell, or trade anything. You can't buy no food. How y'all going to feed your families? You might have to go out there and kill an armadillo or a possum and eat. Or you might have to, some of y'all say y'all won't eat dead things. You might have to find something dead by the road so you can eat. I told my sisters, I said, okay, he's supposed to be a preacher, and he's preaching this stuff to people that are listening. Tell me,
untrained why, theologically,
why is he saying this? And if he feels like that, why does he feel like that when the scripture plainly says that the church will not be here?
That's right.
So If he's going to hunt armadillo and possum, that means he's going to miss the rapture.
I'm going to be eating angel food cake and T-bone steaks in heaven. You know?
Amen. Amen. So this is why, I mean, all of you, amen, that have heard, you know, things like this coming from people that don't exegete the scripture in a proper way.
Right. This is the reason, Pastor Davis, I've said so much, and this is a very good point issue here, that many, many, many preachers that are well-meaning, they simply make scripture out of scripture because they've not been properly trained in preaching and teaching the word.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
There's some
amen.
People that take the philosophy, if God called me to preach, God didn't call me to study. Yet we have people that say they're jet airplane pilots. We have people that say they're mechanics. We have people that say they're plumbers, whatever the task of the job or the profession may be. They had to be trained someplace, somewhere, to do the work, though they feel that's what God called them to do.
Amen.
If God
Amen.
Called you to preach, ladies and gentlemen, if he called you to teach, if he called you to be a Sunday school teacher or a deacon, he also called you to prepare.
Amen.
And that means
Amen.
To be in a classroom where someone can teach the word of God, that we can rightly exegete, thus saith the word of God. And Pastor, you hit the nail on the head. That's the key element that is disbelieving, denying, and rejecting the word of God in its literal interpretation, and just simply picking and choosing text as a pretext to make you say, you believe what that person is saying that it says, when it is upside down most of the time.
Amen.
So
Amen.
The only position to hold, only position to hold is the literal interpretation of Scripture. So let's take the balance of our broadcast time, Pastor Davis, to look at the description of the millennial review, the description
Amen.
Of the millennium. So what will happen in the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm looking at a syllabus that is developed as part of the teaching material for Conservative Theological University. Dr. Phelps teaches this course, and the course that he teaches is simply called by the correct name, the Future Millennial Kingdom, the Millennial Reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the syllabus, he outlines the subjects to be covered. Let me just go over this. I find it fascinating the way he's developed this. There'll be a new ruler, the reign of Christ, a new temple, the revealing of God's glory, a new city, the rejoicing city. A new people, the redeemed, will enter. The new government, the restoration of the judges. The new age, the replacing of the times of the Gentiles. The new environment, the renewing of the earth. The new covenant, the reinstating of Israel. The new day, the righteous rule of Christ. The new song, the redeemed shall sing
Amen.
With the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That was
Amen.
That's a good overview of that.
Amen.
But simply put, I want us to take a few minutes, Pastor, and look at two things in particular. Number one, the chronology of the prophecy. Number two, the characteristics of the millennial reign. So first of all, we need to set in order, and I've touched on this throughout the broadcast today. We need to understand the chronology of prophetic eschatological events. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me well. If you get this fouled up, if you get this, as the little boy says, if you get it backwards, poor grammar, but it makes a point. If you get it in the wrong chronological order, you have fouled up, you have messed up, if you want to use that term. You have deceived yourself into believing something that is not theologically and doctrinally correct. I believe in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I believe that God gave us his word to be interpreted literally, with a literal understanding of what his scripture says, unless in the context of the text, it tells you that it's an allegory.
Amen.
There's only one place in the Bible that does that. That's in Galatians, by
Amen.
The way.
Amen.
And so,
Amen.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that will
Amen.
Say, well, this is just allegorism. No, it is not. It's to be interpreted literally. So the first thing is the rapture of the church. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't have time to read all the scriptures. I'll give you the references. Again, if you're seated, make the note. If you're not, don't try to drive and do so. But first event, next event is the rapture of the church. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18. 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 54. The second event is the rule of the Antichrist. Once the church is raptured out, the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, will step on the scene and rule and reign with an iron fist. It will be the ruin by the Antichrist, the rule of the Antichrist, and the ruin for 7 years. that is called the tribulation. Now, there are people that divide it up, 3.5 years of the tribulation, 3.5 years of the great tribulation. I don't mind you doing that. It refers to it in 3.5 and 3.5, but it's a total of a 7-year tribulation.
Amen.
The word tribulation is thalipsis. It simply means pressure, pain, problem, devastation, danger, difficulty, darkness that will be unleashed on the whole globe. Following the 7 years of tribulation, ladies and gentlemen, the ending part of the 7 years of tribulation, the wrap-up of it, is the Battle of Armageddon, Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 and following. And there's multitudes of texts that will then be associated with that, the Battle of Armageddon. The end of the Battle of Armageddon is where Jesus Christ returns, and by the sword of his mouth, he slays the enemies of God, the enemies of Christ, the enemies of the cross, the enemies of the church, and he slays them with the sword of his mouth and casts them into hell, Revelation chapter 19, verses 17 through 21. That's what takes place. That's chronology. Now, Pastor, let's talk about, in the last few minutes that we have, the characteristics of the millennial reign.
Amen.
What will happen? What will we be doing? What will the church be doing? What will the Christians be doing? What will Israel be doing? Who will be in the millennial reign? Answer some of those questions at your leisure.
Well, basically, Dr. Youngblood, without really going to the scripture over everything that I've been taught, everything I've read, or everything I learned in Dr. Phelps' class, thank God much for him. Amen. He's a very excellent, amen, teacher. Amen. And I thank God for being able to sit under,
amen,
his tutelage. But when we look at, amen, again, going back to what we've talked about already about the rapture, amen, the church is not going to be, mm-hmm, amen, in the millennium, but there will be chosen ones, saints that will return with Christ, whom he's going to appoint to rule and reign with him.
Well, here's the point with that. Every Christian, every child of God will return with the Lord Jesus Christ, Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 through 16.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, he'll return with all of his holy angels.
Amen.
And that will be the making and the setting up. But one of the key elements, though we as Christians will rule and reign with him, we'll be seated in thrones surrounding him, and we'll rule and reign with him. And the scripture says we'll even judge the angels.
Amen.
To be,
amen,
our responsibility as Christians. But the key element, the nation of Israel will be regathered, restored, and those, according to Zechariah chapter 12, verses 7 and following, in the last days, when it seems as though, the last days of the tribulation, when it seems as though the nation of Israel, the Jewish people, will be annihilated, eviscerated, totally destroyed, then the Jewish people, some, and at that point it will be all, because according to Romans chapter 11, verse 25 and 26, all of Israel shall be saved. The A-L-L, all, will be a minuscule number, because two-thirds of the Jewish people will have been destroyed by the Antichrist by that time. But all of Israel will see Jesus Christ, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7 and following, as Yeshua Messiah, and will receive him as their king, and then be brought into the millennial reign with the saints of God, with the child of God. We'll rule and reign with him.
Amen.
That's,
amen,
the beauty part, ladies and gentlemen, because what we see in the millennial reign, ladies and gentlemen, the millennial reign, there will be a time of peace. And I'll just give you the references, and we'll not take time to read them. Time will not allow. But Micah chapter 4, verse 2 and following, Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17 and 18, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7, we find the time of the millennial reign. I use the term, Pastor Davis, the millennial reign will be a time of peace, prosperity, and plenty, as the world has never seen before. It will be a time, listen, ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind, part and parcel of the fact of the millennial reign that we'll have peace is because Satan will be bound and cast in the bottomless pit and a seal put on him. So therefore, Satan cannot be alive and well on planet Earth because he will be bound and cannot be a part and parcel of the decay and the sin that so permeates society today.
Amen.
During that period of time, Pastor Davis, there'll be a perfect environment. No Satan, no sin. Now, some people say, well, how is it possible to have an earth filled with people and there's no sin? Well, let's pause for a moment. What brings about sin? It is the lawless one, Satan himself.
Amen.
He,
amen,
is the liar and the father of all lies. He's the one that denied, yea, hath God said, in Genesis, the third chapter. And as a result of that, he denied the word. He brought doubt in the heart of Adam and Eve. And as a result of the denial and the doubt, then there was the disobedience. God said, don't, they did. That's because of Satan.
Amen.
But if Satan does not exist, there will be no sin permeating society. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. During the millennial reign, that's 1,000 years, human beings will still produce and reproduce. So there will be those that will be 1,000-plus years old in the millennial reign.
Amen.
And yet there will be no sin, because there will be absolute perfect obedience to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Now, here's a little footnote to that. According to Revelation chapter 20, verse 7, 8, and 9, after the millennial reign, the Lord Jesus Christ will release Satan for a season, the scripture says.
Amen.
And when Satan is released for a season to show that man is created as volitional beings, we're not robots, we can pick and choose, but during the millennial reign, because of peace and prosperity and plenty, they will simply be in total obedience. That's the requirement in the millennial reign, total obedience to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, total submission to Jesus Christ, where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord indeed. But ladies and gentlemen, after the millennial reign, Satan is released, the scripture says, for a season. In chapter 20 of Revelation, verse 7, 8, and 9, the scripture says, and there will be those that will follow Satan as the sand of the sea. That is an innumerable number people will follow Satan. Jesus Christ, God will send fire down from heaven and will destroy them. Now, if you link that, Pastor, with 2 Peter, the third chapter, where there will be the renovation of this old earth, where fire will destroy this old earth, I believe you connect Revelation chapter 20, verse 7, 8, and 9, where God sends fire down from heaven to cremate, if you will, those that have followed Satan after 1,000 years of peace, prosperity, and plenty. They refuse to continue to obey Jesus Christ, and multitudes, as the sand of the sea, will follow Satan, and then God will send fire down from heaven and destroy them. And the next thing you find in verse 10 of chapter 20, is that God takes Satan and casts him into Tartarus. The scripture calls it hell. Tartarus means fire and brimstone.
Amen.
That's where Satan will be cast. The false prophet and the Antichrist have already been cast there in Revelation chapter 19, verse 17 through 21. So the millennial reign will be a time and a place of peace. No Satan, no sin to lure them. The entire world will be ruled by the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, I said earlier in this broadcast, it will ultimately be the fulfillment of part of the Lord's Prayer. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the will of God to have his will of peace and prosperity and plenty on this whole earth. It won't be now. It won't be in the next days. It will be after Jesus Christ returns and sets up his throne to rule and reign. Only believers, hear me, only believers will enter the millennial reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. We will live with him, rule and reign with him in complete obedience. Pastor Davis, I'm going to ask you to take a moment and speak to this. Then I'm going to give a quick litany of just a few. This is not even a tenth of the verses that deal with the millennial reign.
Amen.
Speak to our listening audience and a wrap-up thought, but it is obedience and holiness and truth and knowledge of God, where we have full knowledge of God. We won't worry about looking at a commentary, worrying about the theological doctrinal truth. We'll have full knowledge of God.
Amen.
Take the moment that we have left and challenge our listeners as we go off the air today.
Amen. Well, the book of Matthew chapter 24 tells us to be ye also ready.
Yes.
For in the day that ye think not, that's when the Son of Man shall appear.
Yes.
We just want you to be ready on today.
Amen.
And this is what these scriptures are all about on today. So we want you to, amen, make sure that you are prayed up.
Yes.
Amen. You are studied up in the Word of God, and you are ready for when he calls your name.
Yes.
Amen. You got to be ready to go.
You got it.
And I don't know about you. When I go, I want to take some more of them along with me,
amen.
Dr. Youngblood.
Amen.
So we can all be together in that everlasting kingdom.
We want a crowd. Absolutely.
Praise God.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the air today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
1.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.